I'm out of the dating circa. You know, I'm just thinking if we're on our way to our first date and you bust open a flask and we ain't at an ice fishing derby, I'm thinking maybe, you know, that's that might.
Heather says that might
give me a little bit of pause. That's just me, okay? Obviously.
If their car is really messy and gross. Yeah.
We were talking about deal breakers and some of the biggest deal breakers. Now you guys are all chiming in on them. A guy in flip-flops or cowboy boots. I don't really pay much attention to what's on your feet, to be honest with you.
Well, if it's summertime, girls live in flip-flops.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think twice about it, you know? You're going to a nice place and they were wearing... What is it, Tevas or Tevas?
Tevas.
You know. The girl expects free drinks and food, funny. I'm out.
Did you read the rest? I went out with this girl, well, I won't say what he called her, a while back for drinks while we were out making conversation. I noticed she didn't have a wallet. I asked, did you lose your wallet? She says, no, I left it at home. When I asked her how she was going to pay for her drinks, she said she fully expected me to pay. I paid, left, never called her again.
If someone's a staunch atheist, I can handle an agnostic. But if you think believers are stupid, you're out. It's the highest form of arrogance. Yeah, I don't think that's going to come up on the way. It may come up during the course of, you know, a date. I don't know if I'm going to bring up religion.
This is something that, you know.
And quite frankly, just because I believe, I don't care if you do. You know, I mean, that's the thing. But to some people, it's a big deal.
What if they're a diehard devil worshiper, Greg? It's good to know these things.
Went on a first date. Can't make this stuff up. Guy picked me up, didn't have enough money, and then stepped in dog poop. And then instead of cleaning it off, immediately he opened the car door as he was driving and ran his foot on the ground while he was driving. He Flintstoned you.
Yeah, you know what?
He Fred Flintstoned. That's pretty cool.
You got Flintstoned.
The guy tried to get the stuff off his shoe by hanging his foot out the car. I kind of love it, to tell you the truth.
A guy in flip-flops or cowboy boots?
Mm. So that.
Oops. Girls with a lot of baggage from previous relationships. They always want to compare everything to a previous relationship. That's kind of difficult
weird.
To do. I think it would be difficult to do, especially like you're coming out of a relationship, a bad one, whether it's a marriage or anything like that. Everything gets compared, but keep it on the inside, right? I mean, you got to keep it on the inside. Don't bring it to the table. You know, I don't need to hear about, I would imagine, I wouldn't want to hear about the previous three miserable years. Other than like, yeah, it's, you know, focus on the moment. I don't know. Crutchy, I carry a flask with me all the time. And if I ever go on a first date, I'll make sure it's filled to the top. It helps ease your nerves. You go ahead. You bust it out. You bust it out on the date. You have fun with that. All right. There you go. If a guy asks for nudes or go back to his place on the first date, that's a deal breaker. Yeah, that's why I couldn't survive in today's world. Admittedly,
I could
not survive.
And you'd be just fine. Yep. Go in and go into it. Have a good time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, not asking for nudes. I mean, look, if you want to send them, I mean, that's fine. I'm not.
I just can't imagine being out on the first date and going, "Hey, Laura, you know, send me some nudes sometime.
Hit me up with some of those. Hit me up with some of those nudes.
Yeah.
You don't mind, please." Major deal breakers for me. She talks a lot about her ex. She talks or trash talks her own friends.
Yeah, I don't like somebody that's really negative. Like if you're really negative and everything is just
and how they discuss their ex, it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.